A lot of change at the cornerback position for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to talk about that right now. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined in studio by defensive backs coach John Lovett. And John, good to have you here. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks, Dave.
Busy day. Tell me about the group you're working with. I mean, a lot of new faces for us, a lot of questions for fans, and you're the man. You're the man with a plan.
Well, we've got a great group of guys here. Under Coach Kelly's direction, you know, you can probably tell that just the atmosphere in the building here is just tremendous.
High octane.
Love coming to work here every day.
Yeah.
You know, I'll come in here early in the morning. Guys will be working out in the weight room, and it's just, you know, the music's going. They're moving at a fast pace, and it's just exciting to be a part of all this.
What are you looking for in your players? What specifics do you want here?
Well, yeah, I think what we need to do is we need to have guys that can learn a system and play together and be able to communicate. Besides having everybody here has talent, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta be good enough to be out there on the field physically and athletically. So that has been pretty much assessed. That's been put here or brought in here by Howie and the group that was here before. But you know, we've inherited some very good players from last year's team, and we brought in some free agents, and we've drafted a couple of guys, and all of them have a really good skill set. Now, what we're doing is, since there's no pads or banging and things like that, we have to find out what these guys can learn and physically how they can mesh together both assignments and understanding the techniques they need to use to get those assignments done. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it. And then you compound that with the speed that what they have to, you know, disseminate that information as fast as it's coming at them. That really makes it challenging for the guys.
John, the old days in the NFL, you could bang a receiver around. You could knock him around. You could ride him. Now you can't touch a receiver.
Must be nice.
Yeah, nice. Makes your job a little more, not difficult, but a different way of teaching, perhaps?
I you know, you have to understand that, you know, for myself personally, the field dimensions, the width and depth of the field are the same. However, the markings are a little different. So landmarks are different for players, identifications, things like that. The hashes don't mean as much in the NFL as they did in college as far as spacing. However, you still have to space the field out if you're playing zone coverage. There's still techniques as far as playing man coverage. And then you have to know what your limitations are here as far as when you can jam a guy, when you can't, et cetera. So, but the other thing is that the speed that the ball comes out is usually a lot faster here because of the pass rush.
Sure.
Than it is, you know, in college. A lot of times when you're in college, guys can hold the ball longer. Routes have more of a chance to develop. And so you have a different set of problems there.
Simple, then. Just get you got big cornerback. Let me help you out here.
Okay.
Big cornerbacks, get up, jam, and go. Let's go. Take them off their routes. So that can't be that hard.
We'd love to do that right now, except they don't let us get close to guys right now.
Right, right. So you really don't even know yet, then.
Well, you know, we brought in two guys that's probably some of their strengths, that they can play up close. And then I think you look at a guy like Curtis Marsh, who's another kid here, that he does things like that pretty well. Brandon Boykin has a chance to be like that. So there's people that, you know, have a skill set to play tight, except that right now we can't do that. So what we're working on now is a different set of skills where we're playing off, we're playing working leverage, we're working techniques, and then, you know, the coverages that we're majoring in right now is, you know, say zone coverages or off man coverages, because we can't work the other things right now. All of these are skill sets that they will need to carry through the season, because you're going to be in situations where a guy can't necessarily match up with somebody during the year. So you have to give him some tools to work with. So you have to, you know, give them a bigger toolbox.
Yeah.
As, you know, they can't just sit there every day, this is what we're doing.
Sure.
So you have to give him a different set of tools to work with so he can have ways to get success. And so that's what we're doing.
What did you see when you watched film last year, from last year, of Carey and of Bradley, two players the Eagles bring in here, and like you said, bigger, known to be more physical cornerbacks? Carey, of course, winning a Super Bowl last year with the Ravens. Tell us a little. I don't think Eagles fans really know what to expect from those two players.
Well, I think they're two very competitive guys from what they've shown on NFL film. You know, they compete every single play. They play hard. They are going to fight and scrap to get it done. And they've shown that type of mentality in the meeting rooms. You know, they want to know, they want to find out, how can we do this better and how are we fitting with the rest of the people that are out here with us, and you know, I need to know.
Right.
Where younger guys that haven't had that much experience aren't, say, as in tune to that. The other thing about it is I think both of them have a really good skill set to play close to receivers. You look at both Carey and Bradley, they both have size, they have arm length, and they have speed to run. So those two things, obviously, those were strengths that we looked at when we were looking at them in free agency. And Carey also has demonstrated in this time that, you know, he has the ability to play off pedals easily, and you know, is able to play the ball in the air and things like that. And Brad is, you know, is learning to do. He's not quite as smooth in that particular area, but he has gotten a whole lot better, and he understands what his limits are, and that's the most important thing. If guys know what they can and can't do,
right,
then they know how to fix it.
Are you not impatient, but are you quickly anticipating getting the pads on, or are you kind of just staying in the moment? Because, I mean, I guess I would say if I were a defensive coach, I'd really be excited to get these pads on to see what I really have. Not that you can do anything about it.
Well, I'm not going to jump the gun on that right now, because I think the number one thing that we want to make sure is that everybody understands how we want to do all these things correctly to be physical. I think if guys are not sure how to whip blocks, how to make tackles, and all of a sudden you put pads on, that's when guys get hurt, because techniques are not there yet. So we're developing skills of contact, but trying to do them without pads on, so guys, their level of their level of confidence is better. And so what you want to do, because you have so many big people running around so fast, collisions are, you know, very violent, as we all talk about, so you want to be able to make sure that guys are executing it the right way, so they're successful doing their job, getting the guy on the ground, and they get up and they're ready to play the next play.
So,
and we deal the pain.
Yeah, that's, I like that. We want to see, Eagles fans, we want to see that. We want to see the physical cornerbacks making big plays, and that's what we're talking about here, right? You want them to be physical. You want them to be playmakers. You want them to be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. We look forward to seeing them grow.
Okay.
John, thank you.
You got
John
it.
Lovett
thank
in
you.
Studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.